Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Nehemet Aleph that Ma'ay d'chsev, what's written on the pasuk, Midbar Matana, Matana Nachlio, Manachlio, Bamais. Gemara says, Kemet Shaisa Adam is Atzmi Kemidbar, Shemufka Lakol. If a person makes himself like a midbar, he's Mufka for everyone, Tar Nitlam b'Matana, he's Zaycha to get Tar b'Matana, Shinamar, I mean Midbar Matana. So if a person is Na'ay Kemidbar, which the Rishonim learn over here means that he has a certain shiflus Aruach, he's Na'ay with Anivus Yaseira, with a Gibaldika level of Anivus. Through that, he's zeichet to tar, he's zeichet to get tar b'matana, and it's mavur from the Rishonim that even though he already had tar before to a certain degree, because he was teaching everyone, he's been lamed tar l'kolam, lamed b'chinam, he already had tar, but there's a higher madrega of a matana of tar, a special matana that you could get beyond what you had until now because of the anivus that you have. So it's mavur that the meat of anivus is able to be mezaka a person with a higher madrega, a matana of tar they didn't have before. And I think lefi this could be mazver something very fascinating that the Chida brings down in the Shem HaGadolim. And he says like this, he says he has a Kabbalah that he was Mekabal, the Chida speaking, that he's Mekabal from Adam Gadol with Chachma V'Yira. There was Mekabal from a Rav Gadol, there was Mekabal from the Zakenim and the Dar of the Arizal and the Ramak. That at that time, the Dar of the Arizal, there was a certain Gilui that came down in Hashemayim. It was decided in Hashemayim that the generation in that time needs to have a new Sefer, needs to have a Sefer that will be Mekabits all the Dinim. A special sefer that we mekabits all the dinim together and show the makaris of those dinim to be a sukkah shmaitz alib de hochasa. And that was the sefer that eventually became the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. And he brings down over there that in that dar there were three rabbanim that were roi to have that job to write the sefer. They're big enough to chacham to write the sefer. These three rabbanim, each one of them, their name would happen to be Yosef. There was a Yosef Tiatzak. There's Rabbi Yosef Karai and the Mariba, Rabbi Yosef Ben Leif. So each one of these Rabbi Yosefs was right to be mechaber the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef. But it was chosen in Shemaim that Rabbi Yosef Karai should be the one that should do it more than the other two. And the reason why he says like this, he says, "V'skimim na Shemaim etinas and das adei maran hakadosh," meaning Rabbi Yosef Karai, "mipnei anvasanusai hayasera." So the Chida says it was Muskim and Shemaim, even though mitzad the level of learning, they're all on the same level, these three Yosefs, but being that Yosef Kar is the biggest Anav, so it was decided that he should be the one that should be Zeichel to write the Shulchan Aruch and write the Beis Yosef. It should be the Sefer Halacha that remains with Klal Yisrael forever. So it's Chara that you see from here that even though mitzad the Torah, they're all equal, but the Anivus, the fact that he had Anivus, that was mezak with him with a certain madrega of Torah being mechaber the Shulchan Aruch more than the others, more than the other of Yosef. So what's the pshat in that? What's the shaychus between Anivus and having a higher madrega in Torah? L'chai, that is what's mevor in our sugya that we see when a person is an Anav, is misnag with Anivus Yisera, he's zaycha to a special matana of Torah more than he had before. And perhaps that could be the beer what the Chida is saying, that because of the Anivus of the Beis Yosef, or Yosef Kari, he was the one that was chosen to write the Shulchan Aruch and write the Beis Yosef.